The Heartland Festival Orchestra is gracing the stage in Washington this weekend, along with the renowned professional quartet, for a concert of sizzle, hearts, and soul. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day on this Friday, January 27th. I'm Jody Holtz, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Palomar Wealth, an independent practice of Thriving Advisor Network. The team at Palomar Wealth can help families and individuals at all stages of their financial journey with a full suite of financial advice, investments, and risk management. Details at PalomarWealth.com.
First on deck today, a state government task force is recommending Illinois lawmakers create ways for people serving long prison terms to get resentenced. Shannon Heffernan explains.
Over the years, there have been big criminal justice reforms that have led to fewer people going to prison. But a lot of those changes only affect people who are convicted of crimes now, not people who are already incarcerated. So, for example, people with long sentences from the 80s or 90s are stuck. Even though public sentiment around mass incarceration has shifted, the Resentencing Task Force recommends that lawmakers in Illinois should find ways those people can have their sentences reexamined, especially people who were young at the time of their crime. The task force was created by state legislators and includes lawmakers, victim advocates, retired judges, and criminal justice reformers.
That was Shannon Heffernan reporting. And here are some other stories we're following in the WCBU newsroom. The unemployment rate in the Peoria metropolitan area dropped to 4.2% last month. That's per the latest numbers from the Illinois Department of Labor Security. Over the past year, non-farm payrolls increased by 3,700 jobs. The biggest increases were in manufacturing and professional and business services. The information sector saw the largest losses. Meanwhile, a downstate Illinois judge heard arguments Wednesday in a second lawsuit filed by attorney Tom DeVore challenging the state's assault weapons ban. The suit is similar to one DeVore filed in downstate Effingham County last week. The judge granted a temporary restraining order on the enforcement of the law against the plaintiffs in that case based on how the bill was passed. Find more of these stories and all the details at WCBU.org. On this week's episode of Out and About, David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, joins me in the studio to talk about the HFO's upcoming concert, West Side Stories. The HFO will be joined with the world-class Harlem Quartet, known for crossing freely among classical, jazz, Latin, and contemporary music. This is a concert of sizzle, heart, and soul. The concert takes place on Saturday, February 4th at 7:30 p.m. at 5 Points, Washington. David, welcome to Out and About.
Great to be with you.
So this concert is, you know, a very unique collaboration between HFO and the Grammy Award-winning Harlem Quartet. Tell me a little bit about the Harlem Quartet and, you know, what inspired this partnership.
Well, the Harlem Quartet was founded in 2006 by first place winners in the Sphinx competition. This is an annual competition from the Sphinx Organization based in Detroit, which supports and promotes Black and Latino string playing. The winners created this quartet back then. And there's been almost no change in personnel in the quartet since then. So they are, in the best sense of the word, they are a musical family, and they bring something very special. And of course, they specialize not only in being amazing players as a quartet, but also mixing in all kinds of music and reaching all kinds of communities.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity to bring them here to Peoria. And as you said, you know, there's so many different types of music coming into this program, from classical to jazz to Latin to contemporary. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, what this program includes and sort of how it was developed.
The title, West Side Stories, plural, actually comes off of the centerpiece that we're doing, the quartet. The West Side Story concerto for quartet and orchestra was written for them, and they did the world premiere of this piece. And it's music arranged from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, this amazing American masterpiece. And this quartet is built for and around this quartet as soloists. It's got all that power and color of the music from the musical, as well as this extra special element with the quartet. But I've added to it two other works by black composers, Jesse Montgomery, who also came out or comes out of the Sphinx competition and the program. She has a worldwide success already. She's been a composer in residence at Chicago Symphony Orchestra. She's a violist herself, and she wrote a piece called Strum, originally for string quartet, and we're doing it in the string orchestra version. So that's one piece. And then earlier in history, one of the first black composers to have any fame and success, William Grant Still. And he wrote a piece called Afro-American Symphony. Now, that term Afro-American isn't used so much these days, but essentially it's a classical symphony with musical themes that come from the African-American experience. It's everything you could imagine this could be. It's a classical orchestra with a banjo, for example, mixed in. And I opened the program with one of my favorites, George Gershwin. He wrote a piece called Cuban Overture. Mm-hmm. It's a barn burner. It's wonderful. It's a rumba. And that's how we open this program.
And as you said, you know, having the Harlem Quartet here is a big deal for Greater Peoria. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've played all over the world. They were featured on the Today Show. You know, as the artistic director, why is it important for you to bring musicians of this caliber to Central Illinois to collaborate?
Oh, man, it's been my concept forever since I came to Central Illinois. Bringing great artists, it does many things. First of all, sometimes it sells tickets, of course. The other thing it does is it excites and it showcases the abilities of our local musicians who are amazing in themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's a blast for all of us musicians to collaborate with that level of quality. We're inspired by it, and our audience has an experience that's out of and in town.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, Out and About connects you to the arts community by talking to local arts leaders, artists, and performers. And you can hear it every week on WCBU's On Deck.
Support for arts and culture programming on WCBU comes from PNC Financial Services. We're focusing on giving back as part of an ongoing commitment to the community PNC serves.
And before we let you go, if you're hoping to foster a new hobby and get creative this year, the Peoria Art Guild continues its new slate of 2023 classes tonight with Color Mixing 1, Blues and Greens, from 5 to 7 p.m. And that is it for today. I'm Jody Holtz. The show is produced by Holden Kellogg. You can subscribe to WCBU's On Deck podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.